Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Swimmer Michael Phelps grabbed headlines at the 2016 Summer Olympics when he and others on the U.S. swim team were spotted with large purple circles that resembled bruises. Those weren't injuries, however, but the result of a healing technique known as cupping. For Americans who'd never heard of the practice, this was their first introduction to a treatment intended to improve the health of the fascia, the thin connective tissue that encloses a muscle.
While cupping may have been the most discussed treatment at the Olympics, it was only one of many modalities that our next guest uses to manipulate fascia and help heal the overworked muscles underneath. Dr. Kevin Rindall is a chiropractor and member of the medical staff for the 2016 USA Olympic swim team. He specializes in chiropractic spinal and extremity manipulation, soft tissue rehabilitation, and sports injury rehabilitation. He's founder and CEO of InHealth, a sports injury and performance facility in Seattle.
Dr. Rindall, welcome to Take Care. We so appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Would you explain how cupping works and how it might be helpful?
Sure. Well, we call it in the sporting world myofascial decompression, which is essentially putting a cup on somebody's skin. There's a little bit of lubricant, and we use a device that sucks the air out of the cup, and it pulls the tissue away, and it creates a separation between the muscles and the fascia. And oftentimes we incorporate some movement so that we can get those layers of muscles gliding a little bit smoother over the top of each other. So it works really well in treating movement dysfunctions or limitations caused by tight muscles and fascia. The Chinese medicine version of it is very much focused on balancing out the qi, affecting stagnation in the lymphatic system and the blood flow. We aren't really focused on that component of it. It can definitely be a very effective treatment modality, but we're just focused more on treating the muscles and the fascia.
Let's talk about that, because most of us are familiar with the idea of, oh, I have sore muscles, I have stiff muscles, but the fascia can get stiff as well.
Yeah, between each layer of muscle, there's this shiny material. If you cut apart a steak, you know what I'm talking about. But that is a barrier between the different layers of muscles, and it allows the layers of muscles to slide over the top of each other very smoothly. But sometimes with overuse or injury, those layers can kind of get stuck together through what we call myofascial adhesions. And so cupping is just one of the modalities. There are so many different ways that we can address those restrictions, but the cupping myofascial decompression works really well to separate out that tissue. And then, like I said, when we add motion, it just allows that muscle to slide over the other muscle with greater ease.
Is it most often used on the back? That's what we've seen. Or can it be used on other parts of the body?
Yeah, you know, it totally depends on the athlete. With someone like Michael Phelps, some of the strokes that he does involve his back muscles. And so we definitely, I would say, focus on someone like him, we focus on his back. Where other people will do it specifically over the shoulder, oftentimes we'll do it down the outside part of the leg, the IT band. So if I'm working with a runner, I almost exclusively will work on the lower legs in that case. So it totally depends on the person.
How does it feel to have these cups placed? Is it uncomfortable?
I mean, it's kind of a weird feeling because you're literally getting your tissue sucked away. You get used to it pretty quickly once they're on, but they call it a hurt so good. I mean, it's painful, I'm not going to lie. But when you start adding motion, like let's say you have the cups along your outer portion of your thigh, and then you start to bend your knee, it gets pretty intense when your knee is almost fully bent. But once it's over, you can immediately feel a reduction in that movement restriction. So, I mean, we get a lot of patients at our office who come in just for that treatment. Even though it's painful, they know what the benefits are long term.
I'm curious, how long-lasting are the benefits?
Yeah, I mean, in most cases, it does last a long time, but, I mean, it depends on the person's activity as well. If we're dealing with a swimmer who's swimming, you know, 6,000 yards per day, and they're doing that on a continual basis, you know, there's stuff that we have to do to keep them tuned up. You'd never have a race car that didn't get its oil changed on a somewhat regular basis, so it's more of like that maintenance program. But if somebody's coming in with a specific injury, like to our office, and we use it, we can usually resolve that issue. On average, we know between about 3 to 6 visits, and we usually get really good long-lasting results.
What does cupping achieve that massage does not? They seem so similar. You know, I know that the method is different, but doesn't deep tissue massage kind of accomplish the same thing?
Yeah, and you know, deep tissue massage is a fantastic approach. We do a different form of it. It's called active release technique in our office. That's where you put pressure on the muscle, and then you manually have the person move their extremity or move the muscle through your range of motion. We also use instruments. They're called Graston tools or instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization, where you actually kind of scrape along the muscle and the fascia. All those are really, really effective, but they're all compressive in nature. And so the unique thing about cupping is that you're pulling the layers of tissue away from each other, and it provides a slightly different approach, and I just find in certain cases, it definitely can really enhance the effect that we're trying to get. So I definitely like to use it in certain cases more than some of those other techniques that are a little bit more compressive in nature.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And our guest today to talk about cupping and fascial manipulation is Dr. Kevin Rindall. He's a chiropractor and member of the medical staff for the 2016 USA Olympic swim team. He specializes in chiropractic spinal and extremity manipulation and soft tissue rehabilitation, and he's the founder and CEO of InHealth, a sports injury and performance facility in Seattle. Dr. Rindall, obviously people saw those purple circles. I guess they're technically bruises, but can you talk about how that forms and why that really is it's not the big issue of cupping? I mean, people focus on that. And you said, yes, there's some level of pain in the process, but the healing benefits are tremendous. Talk about the bruising and how that's caused.
Yeah, I think that we're all trying to figure out exactly what is going on when that occurs. We know that it's drawing blood flow to the tissue. It's called petechiae, so it's basically some slight rupturing of the blood vessels that are surrounding the skin, and so that's what leaves that big distinguished mark on someone. There's still a lot of research that needs to be done. I know that when we were in the midst of the Olympics, we had some downtime one day, and the medical doctor, Jim Lynch, and then Keenan Robinson, who's one of the head performance people for USA Swimming, we actually went to the polyclinic on site at the Olympics and did some diagnostic ultrasound after we performed the cupping, just so we could learn more about, you know, how is this actually affecting the tissue underneath. What we do know is that there are very few negative effects from it, and it definitely, athletes can tell an immediate difference when we perform the treatment in terms of their range of motion. So, like I said, I think we're still trying to figure out all the mechanisms behind what's going on with it, but it is definitely something that is a work in progress.
Were you taken aback by the attention that this got? I mean, really, once some of the reporters spotted those bruises, it was hard not to be curious. What did you all think of it?
Yeah, it was actually kind of funny. So Keenan Robinson, who I mentioned earlier, he has worked with Michael Phelps for a long time, over a decade. And so Keenan and I were doing a lot of the cupping behind the scenes, and we weren't even paying attention to any of the headlines during the Olympics. And after Phelps got on the blocks for the finals on one of the first nights of the event, I went back to my room, and I had like 10 emails in my inbox from people who are like, what are all those spots all over Phelps? And we quickly realized that we're in the middle of a situation where a lot of people around the world were talking about cupping and trying to figure out what was going on. So, yeah, it was kind of interesting to be in the moment around something that was being talked about so much.
You do a lot of soft tissue rehabilitation in your work. What are the other forms of treatments that you practice in terms of myofascial decompression? What else do you do besides cupping?
Yeah, so cupping really represents a very small percentage of what I do overall, but it definitely gets the most attention just because it's so visible externally. But as I mentioned, the active release technique, where it's more using my hands and having the patient move through a range of motion. And it's a very, again, an uncomfortable treatment because I am using a lot of force to press on that muscle while they're moving their limb. But it's, again, very, very effective. Graston technique is using those metal instruments to actually scrape out the muscle. And these are all becoming very, very standard when it comes to athletic training rooms in professional teams, collegiate teams. Physical therapists, chiropractors, athletic trainers are all kind of starting to use these techniques as kind of their mainstay when it comes to treating soft tissue injuries. So in cupping, I would say just in the last couple of years, has entered that world and started to become a modality that more people are relying on.
For those people that are curious about cupping and think it might be a modality that would work well for them, how would they know where to go for that? Is there special training, certification? Who usually, aside from a chiropractor, might offer cupping?
My first experience with cupping was through an acupuncturist, and she was performing more of the traditional Chinese medicine version of cupping, and it was a great experience. Again, it wasn't geared towards trying to improve my movement, and she used the traditional fire cupping. It definitely helped alleviate some of the tension. So I would say that if you were to pursue that, just realize that there are kind of two different schools of thought when it comes to how it's being applied. So kind of that traditional cupping method, and then more of what we term the myofascial decompression. So if you just wanted to experience cupping in general, I would probably see someone who maybe is an acupuncturist who has certification in that modality. There's a physical therapist out of California named Christopher DiPrato, and he actually teaches the classes for myofascial decompression. So you can get on his website and do a search to find people who are certified in that technique. I would definitely see somebody who has medical training and who has gone through a certification course so that, and most people, if you start doing some digging, you can figure out what their credentials are. But, I mean, one of my big worries is you can actually buy cupping sets on Amazon for like $40, and that people, you know, hear about this and they watch a YouTube video and then they start doing it to themselves. I think that's a really bad idea. So I would highly encourage people, if they're going to try it out, to really see somebody who has medical training, who has probably more of a sports medicine background and experience treating soft tissue.
Yeah, that sounds like very good advice. And as we say goodbye to you, Justin, would you answer quickly, is there anybody that is not a good candidate for cupping?
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's on blood thinners, you know, we have to really watch people with high blood pressure, any type of fragile skin. There are definitely some contraindications to that. Ultimately, they should probably talk to their medical doctor before they see somebody who performs cupping on them. But yeah, there are definitely some absolute contraindications. So it's not a treatment that's for everyone, but for those who fit the classification, it can definitely be a really, I think, effective treatment.
Dr. Kevin Rindall is the founder and CEO of InHealth Sports Injury and Performance Facility in Seattle, and also the chiropractor and member of the medical staff for the 2016 USA Olympic swim team. He joined us from his office in Seattle. Thanks so much for all the great information.
Lorraine and Linda, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.